Penguin Random House Audio presents Battleground, a novel of the Dresden Files, by Jim Butcher. Read for you by James Marsters. Chapter 1. Apocalypses always kick off at the witching hour. That's something you know now. It makes sense, if you think about it. An apocalypse, by its nature, is kind of doomy and gloomy. The best time for gathering energy for that kind of working is when you're in the deepest, darkest, coldest part of the night. That time of stillness between, 2 in the morning and dawn. There are a lot of names for that time of night. The witching hour. The hour of the wolf. The dead of night. I could go on and on because we all have names for it. But they're all talking about the same time. The hour when you sit up in bed, sweating from nightmares. The hour when you awaken for no reason but to fear the future. The hour when you stare at the clock, willing yourself to sleep, knowing it isn't going to happen. And weariness and despair beat upon the doors to the vaults of your mind with leaden clubs. That's when an apocalypse begins. The witching hour. And I was charging straight into one as fast as I could. My brother's old boat, the Water Beetle, a seedy, beat-up twin to the Orca in Jaws, was too dumpy to skip over the waves of Lake Michigan as we headed for the blacked-out city of Chicago. But it bulldogged its way through them nonetheless. An enemy, capital E, was coming for my city, and the small portion of forces that...